毫无保留的献上自己，我们也应当在神面前效法基督，把自己也献上作为灵祭。
Just like Jesus willing to offer himself, so we should model after him to offer our body as spiritual sacrifice.
好，我们的付的代价除了要经历基督，除了要效法基督，最后一个要委身基督。
We also need to commit to Christ.
好，接下来我们来读第六节，好，再跟第九节，预备，请。
For in scripture it says, See, I laid the stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
好，三方面我们可以来委身基督。首先是信靠房角石的根基，因为在第六节讲到说，看了我已将所宝贵、所拣选、所宝贵的房角石安放在锡安，信靠他的人并不至于羞愧。
So trusting the cornerstone as foundation, a scripture it says, "Say I laid a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame."
所以，当我们经历基督，我们效法基督之后，更重要的是我们要委身基督，因为这才是我们灵应复苏者的。
After we have experienced Christ and model after him, more important is to commit to Christ. This is the true manifestation of spiritual revival.
而委身于基督呢，必须要将信心建立在一个可靠的基础，否则我们的委身就不能够持久。
To commit, it has to be on a reliable foundation, otherwise it won't last.
我们今天所以委身于基督，乃是我们建立在一个可靠的根基。圣经告诉我们，这个根基就是主耶稣自己作为房角石。
So the reliable foundation is the cornerstone by Christ himself.
房角石相当于今天我们建筑工程上的最重要的那一块基石，而不是装饰品。
So capstone is the foundation of the building, not a declaration.
可惜今天我们信主后，我们就喜欢用一些装饰品来表明我们的信仰。
Alas, many after accepting Jesus prefer wearing declaration to mark their belief.
比如说我们就带着什么东西哈，十字架啊，啊，或者是我们家里就一个牌子啊，写的啊，基督是我家之主啊，类似这样子哈。但是呢，我们所生活出来的怎么跟这个都没有相关呢？
So we may wear a cross necklace or put a plaque like this is God's house, but our life has nothing to do with our faith.
要我们的生命不是靠这些基督教的所谓的装饰品来衬托出我们生命，而是我们要活出一个信靠耶稣的根基啊。
So our life is not about Christian decoration, but living a life of Jesus.
这里讲到说，这些房角石要放在锡安。
Why put the capstone at Zion?
奇怪，为什么要放在锡安呢？放在这个尔湾不是很好吗？
So maybe better put it in as Irvine.
这里的锡安并非是地理位置上的理解，意思就是说，他要显明于神的子民中间，或者是设立他为神旨意的中心。
So it's not about geographic reasons, but live a life accepting to Christ, so that He will live among us.
那这个房角石呢，让信靠他的人。不至于羞愧，那这个羞愧是什么意思呢？在希伯来的原意说不必焦急，着急或是焦虑，意思就是说，凡信靠这个根基，因为信靠他的人，因为根基稳固，必高枕无忧，无需要担心担忧失败，以至于蒙羞。
So whoever put trust in Jesus will never be put to shame. Shame means anxiety or worry.When we trust in Christ, we will not worry about the failure or be put to shame.
那第二方面，委身基督是要成为神国度的子民。
So we need to become a people belonging to God.
然后我们再来一起来读第九节上半节，预备，请。
But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God.
这里讲到说，委身于基督呢，表明我们一个特殊的身份，就是成为神国的子民。
Commit to God, give us a special status to become a people belonging to God.
神国度的子民跟地上国度的子民是不同的。
It's different than the worldly people.
首先，我们是在千万人当中啊，其实是亿万啊人，好几亿的几十亿人当中被幸运拣选的。
First, we're chosen.
其次呢，君尊表示身份和职任上的尊贵，如同皇家贵族般的荣誉啊。
Secondly, we have the special status of nobility as royalty.
因为我们所服侍的王是万王之王，所以我们将来也要与他一同作王。
Because we serve the King of Kings, we will one day rule with him.
再来是圣洁的国度，这个圣洁呢，是指我们分别出来归神为圣。
A holy nation, holy means separated, sanctified.
那这个国度呢，指掌权的范围，是属神的子民。所以这个属字呢，就表示他的所有权。属神表示神拥有我们，视我们为产业。
Nation means the boundary of sovereignty. A people belong to God. Belong stress ownership.
所以换一句话说呢，我们今天能够成为神的子民，有两方面的重要意义。
So we're owned by God as His property. That has two meanings.
首先，我们是属于神的，所以我们也要顺服他。
Since we belong to God, we must obey Him.
第二个，神不只是治理我们啊，管辖我们。更重要的是，他有保护我们、养育我们的责任。
Secondly, God owns us, also provide and protects us to the end.
你想啊，你今天所面对的困难，你所有的难处，他要为你负责到底。
So He'll be responsible for your trials and tribulation to the end.
你是属他的，你知道吗
？So you belong to God.
你不是在扛你肩上的重担。
So it's not you carry your own burden.
因为你是他，属于他的。
You belongs to God.
最后，我们委身基督，要宣扬主美德的使命。
So there's a mission for us to preach the gospel.
所以第九节接下来啊，最后他讲的，我们一起来读好不好？预备，请。
That you may declare the praises of him who called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light.
好，这里叫你们，这里说明了我们委身基督的一个目的。
So that's a purpose to commit to Christ.
宣扬好这个美德，指出委身基督徒的这个职责，也就是向人分享我们过去如何出黑暗入奇妙光明的这个见证。
Declares his wonderful life is to be witness for God.
那这个美德呢，是指神的性情。
So wonderful life is about the nature of God.
那在彼得后书一章三到四节有这样讲到神的。
So Second Peter first three and four.
我们一起来读好不好？预备，请。
His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature.Having escaped the corruption in the world caused by the evil desire.
你看上帝有一个心意和目的，要透过拣选我们，然后来成就，就是我们可以与他的性情有份，然后来完成神给我们的计划。
So God gave a purpose for us, so give us his nature to us to complete his mission.
所以我们可以来宣扬主的美德，意思就是我们要传福音，分享主的见证的这样的使命。
Declare His wonderful life to spread the gospel for share.
我们今天蒙召的目的不是说因为我们比别人优秀，所以神把我们卷起来，而是我们有一个使命要去宣扬神的美德，来告诉世人我们过去如何败坏，但是我们却进入神光明的国度。
So we are called to declare God's goodness to lead us out of darkness, not because we're good.
如何借着耶稣基督牺牲自己性命在十字架上来拯救我们？所以带领我们出黑暗入奇妙光明，我们过去从黑暗的权势当中，我们的不幸，我们的败坏，进入到我们因信蒙恩得救的光景，能成为光明的子女，结光明的果子。
Through death of Christ, through death of Jesus on the cross to save us with God's mercy and righteousness, so we're no longer in the dark, no longer under the spell of dark power, unbelief or depravity.Then saved by faith into salvation to be children of light.
那这些真实生命改变的经历，难道我们不需要来向人诉说吗
？So we need to share about our changed life.
我相信我们在座每一个人身上都有非常多的见证。当我们尝过主恩的滋味
So we all have witness after experiencing the mercy of God.
我们可以向人分享为主宣扬那得救福音，就是作为我们灵命复苏基督徒应当有的使命。
So we need to declare the gospel after we are saved. That's our mission.
所以原来我们灵命是否能够得到复苏，这不在于我们个人的能力有多强，也不决定我们在教会的服事有多重，而完全决定在于我们与基督的关系如何。
Whether we can experience spiritual revival is not about our own ability or our ministries in church, but up to our relationship with Christ.
我相信我们大部分弟兄姐妹在教会里面都是热心服事、任劳任怨的，但是千万不要以为只要辛苦认真的服事主，我们就必定能够得到灵命复苏。
Most brothers and sisters serve our church fervently without complaint, but service alone does not equal spiritual revival.
相反的，说不定正因为你的服事繁重，而导致你的灵命停滞不前。
Sometimes because you're concerned about serving in your ministry, then you're stagnant in your spiritual growth.
今天我们面对的是一个面对的世界是种种的挑战与困难，我们需要得到灵命复苏，我们才能够得胜一切。
We're facing all kinds of difficulty and challenge in the world. We need spiritual revival to overcome.
然后我们明明知道灵命复苏对我们的重要，却不愿意付上代价去得到它，这是不对的。
So even we know the importance of spiritual revival, but we are unwilling to price the price for it, so it's not right.
虽然我们活在一个速食的年代，讲究的是及时的果效，但是灵命复苏却不可以如法炮制，因为这是一个付代价的过程。
We live in a fast food nation, all about speed and efficiency, and we regard spiritual revival as such. That's not right.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，虽然我们教会目前还很小，当然小教会有小教会的好处哈，但是不要忘记一件事情，在我们里面的基督比这世界更大。
Though we are a small church, but the Christ in us is bigger than the world.
盼望我们每一位弟兄姐妹的生命都与这位伟大的基督紧紧相连，让我们一起来经历基督，一起来效法基督，并且一起来委身基督，好吗？
May all brothers and sisters connect our life closely to Christ, to experience Jesus, to model after him, to commit to Christ.
我相信当我们这样行的时候，我们将一同来经历灵命的复苏，我们可以一同经历我们为主而活。
I believe if we do that, we will experience spiritual revival together to live for Christ.
让我们一起来回应，来唱这首歌，为主而活。
So that's all right.